Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around. If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right. This is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 354, recorded from the DeFauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined as always by my co-host and my cousin, Mike, down in Florida. How are you doing today, Mike?
Good evening, Pods.
What's happening?
Not much.
How's the day been going so far?
No complaints. A little chilly.
Yeah? A little cold for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can get into that in a moment, but I'd like to welcome Sweet Susie into the studio as well. Hi, Susie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. When
we have a lovely guest like Susie, that usually means you guys just got back from a trip. So excited to talk about that. But I'm sure you're excited to like rub my nose in the foot of snow I had to shovel out yesterday, Mike. So go ahead, take your shot.
Wait, we're gonna let Kristen finish. Are you done yawning now?
Probably not.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna bust your chops.
Okay, because you were tempted.
Yeah.
You were watching the Weather Channel and you were getting like itchy.
Yeah.
To just start sending me messages, weren't you? But you refrained.
I did refrain.
That's good.
Wow. How mature of you.
Very mature. It was miserable. I wasn't happy, Bill.
No temper tantrums, though?
Not really. Not too bad.
Any swear words?
No, I wasn't in that bad of a mood. I was so sore, though, like all night and all day today.
Was yesterday a snow day for you guys?
Yeah, we didn't. I closed the store.
Did you even open it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were closed. So that worked out good. And then Sarah worked from home and Yergina had school on the computer anyway. So we're all trying to figure it out in between breaks for work and breaks for school. I had to go out and shovel a little bit a couple times in a row. It was fun. Very fun.
Hunkered down in the Aruda compound.
Yeah, exactly. Hunkering down indeed. I made cookies though. That was a good thing.
You did?
Yeah, I made some cookies.
You bake, huh?
Not usually, but it's actually funny because I don't know what made me think of them, but there was a cookie that my great grandmother used to make, my mom's grandma, and she made all sorts of like the Italian like Christmas cookies. Mm. She had the butter cookies and I didn't like any of those, but she made this one cookie that was like basically a biscotti almost, but it's a chocolate chip cookie and you roll it in coconut and it's like a stick and you bake it. So I messaged somebody that in my family that I thought had the recipe, and she did, so she sent me a picture of the recipe. So I made them and they came out very good.
Nice.
Very like hard and crunchy with rolled in the you don't like coconut though, right, Susie?
I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be something you. How about you, Mike? You're not a sweets guy anyway.
Correct.
Do you like Christmas cookies or you don't even care?
You know what? I don't mind. I don't mind like that little peanut butter one that has like the Hershey kiss.
Yeah. The girls made that with Sarah this year.
They made. Yeah, I don't mind those. I love the cookies at Sarah Bay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure everything's better there.
Oh, they have good cookies.
They're so good. They really are.
Are they just like chocolate chip, homemade chocolate chip cookies, or they have everything?
They make chocolate chip, oatmeal raisin, chocolate chunk, peanut butter. They make an awesome peanut butter cookie.
Mm. You said those are really just good. Free, right, Mike?
Yeah.
So that's why you like them.
Load them up in your golf bag.
Is right.
Get that membership.
Yeah, worth. Free.
Well, no additional cost. It's like Disney.
Oh, they have hors d'oeuvres. They have hors d'oeuvres on Friday, so we had some nice chicken wings tonight. It was beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. Just like past hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Are you enjoying being a member, Susie? Get taking full advantage of that?
I wouldn't say full advantage, but I like the people. The food's good.
That's good.
It's pretty.
That's nice.
All the important things.
Yeah. Get you some clubs, get you out there on the range.
I got some golf shoes.
That's good.
They were $30.
Mike told me that story. They were on clearance. That's yeah. Halfway there.
You want a caddy for me?
Who, me or Susie?
No, Susie.
No.
Push cart. Just roll it along. You can wash the clubs after you hit the chunk 8 yards.
Yeah, it's not that part. I just don't think I could handle 18 holes of Larry.
We don't do it all the time.
Do your playing partners, have they met Larry yet? Does he come out?
I'm slowly introducing him to Larry.
That's not a good thing. Did you play today, sir?
Yeah.
Nice. How was it? Cold?
It was awful.
Yeah, bad?
I'm playing the worst I've ever played. I finished par, though, so we'll take that. I par 5, 18, I stiffed it. I had about a 2.5-footer, and I missed it. We would have had the match.
What's going on? Why are you playing so poorly? Is it just the short game or just everything's on?
Yeah, the short game is just laughable. I mean, it's so bad.
The chip, like you have like the yips, the chipping.
Yips, oh, the yips.
Yeah.
Like I'm putting it through thick Bermuda grass now, not just short stuff. I'm trying to get yeah.
Anything inside 60 yards, you're putting it.
Yeah, I was like in front of a bunker, so I knew if I did a 60 degree, I'm either leaving it at my shoes, chunking it into the bunker, or thinning it over the green. So I took the putter out and tried to putt it onto the fat part of the green.
Over, like, past the bunker? Just take the bunker out of play?
Take the bunker out of play and just go left and try to get it on the left side of the green and have a 60-footer. That's not a good short game, is it?
That's a bad strategy. I don't know. I think it's all between the ears right now, Bill.
Nah, it's just poor form. My short game is just terrible. It's awful. I mean, I can't tell you how many sixes I made from 122 out.
So the driver's going well then?
Oh, driver was fine, yeah.
So you'd be good in a scramble.
I would be all right in a scramble.
That's good. The sixes from 120. Isn't that? That's bad.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's not good. Oh, you're padding the handicap for the member guest parts.
Yeah, good ball. Susie, will you run? You carry double for the member guest?
Yeah.
No?
It's a negative. Just singles. Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I would.
This is from Proclamation Ale Company, and it is called Cocoa Boy, another coconut, and it's got a crying, sad-faced coconut on it. This is an imperial stout with toasted coconut, cacao, vanilla, and lactose. I don't know what this is, but it's strong. Oh, 11%. Okay, so it is very strong.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
A glass of vodka.
I took a sip of it, and I was like, ooh, this one's strong. It's very sweet smelling. A lot of coconut in there. One sip, everybody knows the rules. It's smooth. It is strong. You could taste the alcohol, which is not my favorite thing. Very sweet. It almost tastes like a Mounds.
Really?
Like biting into a Mounds bar. Yeah, it has that like very, you know how, well, you don't like coconut, but you know how like there's so much sugar in the coconut in a Mounds bar?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that sweetness. It's almost too sweet.
Yeah.
I usually like the stouts, but this one's a little too sweet. Maybe it's the lactose in there adding a little too much sweetness. One sip, everybody knows the rules. I'll go 6.2 on that one. Not bad. Not something I'd go out of my way to have often, but it's pretty good. It's a good sharing one. This would have been better if I had like three little taster glasses and everyone got a little try. But not to be today. You have anything special, Susie?
I've got some fantastic H2O.
Water. Okay, that's good stuff.
Gotta stay hydrated. I had a crappy day and I have a headache.
Oh, there you go. Good way to do it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to add here, Mike, or should we take our first break?
We can take our first break. Pods.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender.
Got a little country Christmas music for the occasion. You guys are camping like the good little rednecks that you are.
Oh, yeah.
Although more glamping, I would say.
Glamping, exactly.
But
we don't camp.
No, I don't blame you. I wouldn't either. But that's what we're here to talk about this week on episode 354. You guys just got back from the Fort Wilderness. First time staying there. First time bringing your buddy with you.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was great.
So let's just get into it. We did a little preview last week, talked about it a little bit, but oh boy, he's got sprays going. Are you doing room sprays again?
Well, Grand Floridian Pods, let's get this.
There you go. Back in business. What were your overall first impressions of? Obviously you've been to the campground before, but what were your overall first impressions of the cabin itself?
It was great. It was bigger than I thought it was going to be. It was fantastic. The windows open. There was a ton of storage.
Ton of storage. Private.
Yeah. It was really nice.
It's one of those where you could like definitely be there for a week and you wouldn't feel too cramped.
It depends on how, I mean, we would have been fine for a week, the two of us with the dog. I think there's not a lot of like really good seating options.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, for you and Sarah and the girls to go, and the girls are small enough that three of you could be on a couch and one on the chair. But if you had like older kids, the seating would be different. Yeah. Somebody would have to sit on like one of the dining chairs, and it's not necessarily the most comfortable thing.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. It was great for us.
Perfect for you guys. That's nice.
Yeah.
And it bigger than you thought. So like describe it to me. I've seen videos and pictures, but I can't get it in my head. Is it all one like studio or is there a separate room?
There's a separate bedroom.
Oh, that's nice. So you can really separate it off.
So when you walk in, you come in the side and directly in front of you is going to be the kitchen.
Right.
Right on your right is going to be the dining room table. So it has bench seating and then three chairs on the other side.
That's nice.
And then in front of that, they have a flat screen.
Is it a full kitchen? Or is it like a kitchenette?
No, it's a full kitchen.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they don't have a stove, but they have a convection like microwave with directions on how to treat it as a stove.
Oh, okay.
They have a stove top.
I'm sorry, it's an oven.
Yeah, gotcha.
And so they have a stove top, and then you can use the microwave as an oven.
Okay.
Full-size refrigerator, good size, you know, coffee maker, toaster.
Dishwasher.
Pots and pans, dishwasher.
Oh, that's nice too. And of course, the grill. You can do the charcoal grill outside too.
Yep.
If you remember to bring the charcoal with you.
And the light fluid.
You want to pay for it at the.
Yeah, that's true. The store. It's not cheap there. That's nice. And then you go in, and then that's where the main sitting area is as well, I assume.
Yeah, so it's got a couch and it's a pull out couch.
Oh, okay.
And then there's. But it's not a table, but like an ottoman where you could lay stuff on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's so like that's more of like the living ottoman. Quarters.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, if you have four people, then somebody's sleeping in that area.
Well, there's a queen bed and bunk beds in the bedroom.
Oh, okay. So you could fit four in there, and then if you had like two older kids, they didn't want to sleep in the bunk bed, somebody could sleep out on the couch or something.
Yeah. But like if we went with you guys, obviously without Rhodey, like you guys could have the bedroom with the kids, and Mike and I could sleep on the pullout.
Gotcha. Then it might get a little cramped in there, I would imagine.
Right. Yeah.
But sleeping wise, it would work. And how's that bedroom? Pretty nice, or is it kind of small?
It's small.
Yeah. Is there a TV in there? I assume there is.
Yep, there's a TV.
There's a TV, a decent sized closet. Safe. That's where the safe is.
Then there's another area that has a mirror, so you could do your makeup there.
Oh, instead of like taking up the mudroom, you can kind of get ready in there.
Yeah. Yep.
How's the bathroom? Decent? Good little
shower? Yeah, very nice. It had a window by the monitor.
Yeah.
Nice. Single sink.
But huge vanity. Lots of shelving in the shower. Water pressure was great. Temperature was good.
Did it feel as like nice as a Disney hotel room as far as like the amenities inside, or did it feel like a little step down because it's a cabin at a campground?
I thought it was pretty comparable. I mean,
like in line with the values,
you know, like they want you to have the rustic, you know, feel to it.
Sure.
And they haven't been, I don't think, redone in a while, but it was definitely nicer than I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I mean, they're in the moderate category, so I would say in line with the moderate. Everything was clean.
Yeah. No, I don't mean like dirty, but just as far as like the, you know, like the I think like the bathroom. Like you would think of a bathroom at a cabin at a campground as being kind of rinky dink and not having like nice fixtures and. But it sounds like with all the shelving and the space on the vanity, it was pretty in line with the bathrooms at a moderate or a value.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Did you guys use the kitchen at all?
To make coffee.
We made coffee. And did you use the microwave?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I didn't know if you maybe like had breakfast in the room or something, but.
Nope.
Not a bad. I mean, that's nice too, like you said, because when you go there, ideally you're staying in the campground to kind of like take advantage of everything at the campground. You're not just going to be sitting in the room. You rent the golf cart like you guys did. You walk around. You go outside. How much space, like outside of it, was like claimed as yours? Did you have like a de facto yard? Like if you brought like.
Like yeah,
if you like went with kids and you brought like little yard games, could you play a cornhole out where you are? Or
yeah,
stuff like that? Yeah,
you could. Yeah, there wasn't a ton of space, but there was enough to do that.
Little thing, yeah. So you kind of have like a little plot of land. It's not like there's one. They're not like doubled up. There's not like two back to back, right? It's just its own individual cabin.
Yeah,
it's its own site, and that they have like a hose on the side and.
Oh, okay.
You know, so if you needed to, I don't know, wash your car or your dog or something, you could do that.
Your husband.
Hose the kids down after they roll around in the mud.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point.
Your husband after he's rolled around in the mud.
The mud.
You don't want to think about your mud.
So now the important thing that I need to know about is the golf cart. How was that? What's the experience like?
Fantastic.
It's fantastic. We got it the first day because we had to go to the main lobby because we had to get Rhodey's. They have a bag for a dog.
Okay.
So they have like a bowl and a mat to put the bowl on. A do not enter. Some poo bags and then a sign to put on the front door to let housekeeping know that there is a dog inside. So little things like that. So we went up there. And then we found out that they did have some golf carts available.
Oh, nice.
So we rented them for we rented it for 2 days, right? That first day at about, you know, 3 o'clock, 3:30.
And now were you accurate? You just keep it overnight and there's a charging stand at your lot, or do you have to bring it back each night?
No, so it's really nice. So you pull it out, so there's a charging spot right in the driveway.
Okay.
But it's a regular cord, so it's not like those in the cart barn where you have to plug it in, you know, in the seat or in the middle. Yeah. So you basically, you don't even have to back it in because there's a ton of room. But if you back it in it's just a regular outlet, and you just pull it out from the back of your cart and plug it in to the outlet. Nice.
That's good.
So it's retractable, so when you're done plugging it, when you can just kind of roll it back to the back of the cart, and then there's charging stations all over the fort. So if you've been if you take it out to the area where Hoop-Dee-Doo is,
yeah,
there's a parking lot there. So if you're going off to the parks, you can just charge your cart all afternoon.
Oh, and then when you get off the boat or whatever, it's right there, and you drive it back.
It's right there, and you just drive it back. Yeah,
that's nice. How is it? Just a regular key, or is there different?
It looks like it was a club car, so it looks like it was probably your typical club car key.
And then I saw they had like four seats. Obviously, you guys didn't need that necessarily.
Yeah, it's nice to have the two-seater in the back too. Yeah.
How did Rhodey like the cart? Was he a fan or no?
We couldn't get him on. We tried to get him on in the passenger side, but he wanted nothing to do with it. So
no part. Yeah.
Nah. You
didn't get to experience the cart.
Nope.
Now, did you tool that thing around for a long time? Did you get good use out of your money with that thing?
We did.
How much did it cost for the rental?
It's like $60 a day or so, 60 change.
That's not too bad, really.
$67, I think.
Yeah. Do it for a day or two. Like, if you're only there for a couple days, it's worth it. But, if you're there for 4 or 5 days, you might not want to do it for the whole trip. But I don't know. How essential is it, though? Is it very much like the only way to get around for the most part?
Yeah, because that you can't get out to Trail's End, and that's why you always have to take the bus.
Oh, that's true.
So there's no parking. Even if you're staying there, you can't get a car out there.
Right. There's nowhere to go.
So from a convenience standpoint, would I rather wait for the the loop and take a bus all the way to the back, or would I rather just jump in a golf cart and take it back?
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, and everyone, there's a lot of them out there. People take advantage of that for the most part.
When we went, there had to have been, what would you say, Susie, 60 in the parking lot?
Yeah, there are quite a few.
And they said, oh, well, we'll check. I'm like, what do you mean you'll check? There's 60 right in front of me. And, there were days where we were cruising around, and there was maybe only like 10 in the parking lot. And then you saw, there was another 12 or so in the drop area where they were going to turn them around. But
right,
they're all over the place out there.
Yeah.
And these people deck them out like you would not believe.
The rented ones,
It's crazy. I mean, they had like gingerbread houses on top and, inflatables on top of the golf cart and lights and wreaths and all kinds of
wreaths on
stuff.
The front. Mickey wreaths. I mean, it was insane.
You guys felt like naked with your empty one? Nothing on there?
We were like, like the redheaded stepchildren.
Yeah.
Just waving. Hey, Pards. Nice cart. I mean, I gather most people don't stay for 2 days, though, either. Like, if you're going to put in, like, 6-7 hours of decorating your cart, you're probably there for longer than 2 days.
You would hope so.
Yeah, you would think so, yeah. How was that experience of, like, at nighttime driving around, seeing everyone's, like, Christmas decorations and stuff?
It was so cool.
It was awesome.
Did they do the parade, like the golf cart parade? Do they still do that?
I'm sure they do. We just didn't know about it because we went to the parks for 2 days.
Oh, that's true. And was it what you expected as far as like everyone out and just talking and waving and like kind of a community feel?
I think COVID's kind of changed it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because people were staying a little more to themselves. But everybody was waving and friendly. And I mean, we got more comments on Rhodey. Oh, beautiful dog. We love your dog.
And a lot of people have the dogs there, I assume, too.
Tons of people with dogs, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you check out the dog park? You said you were suspected there was one there.
Yep.
How was it?
That was the last thing we did before we hit the road yesterday.
I'll try to wear them out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really big. They have the small dog park and then the big dog park right next to it, but it was big.
Yeah.
And he ripped off somebody's tennis ball on one of his walks, so we had a tennis ball.
Nice. Now, is this like bringing Rhodey with you? Has this changed it for you guys? You're like, this is kind of how I want to do it now? Or was it stressful having him up there? knowing that he was by himself while you guys were
I liked having him with us. They have kind of a rule that if you have the dog, they're not supposed to be alone for more than 7 hours.
Yeah,
which wasn't an issue for us anyway.
Yeah, we didn't leave him at all. We didn't leave him for.
But it just, you know, it kind of changes the way you do things and the way you structure your day and how you plan things, which is, you know, for us, it was kind of good because it was like, all right, well, we're not going to go to the park, you know, at 8 and come back at midnight, which we don't normally do anyway.
Right.
But it's like, okay, we'll go and get breakfast and then we'll go back and give him a walk, or we'll go and do this and then we'll go hang out with him for a little while.
See, I loved it, and it was a lot easier than doing the VRBO because there's no travel.
Right, you're just there.
We're just there. So the first day we got there, and we just relaxed, and then we took him for a nice long walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what, we headed over to Epcot at, what, 6 maybe? I mean, 5:30? It was dark when we went over there.
Yeah, it was later.
Grabbed dinner there, right?
I'm trying to think. How did we even get over there? Oh, we took the bus.
Yes.
That's right, because we took the cart to the front of the...
Mm-hmm.
And we took the bus over there
instead of driving to Epcot. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I just said, you know, the bus drops you off right at the front gate.
It is a lot easier. Yeah.
And what did we do? We went on, went over to Epcot and we went on Soarin'. Soarin' was pretty much a walk up. It was maybe 20 minutes.
Yeah, like 20 minute wait. Yeah.
We did Living with the Land
with the holiday
over. And then we did the new movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how was the new movie?
It was actually really good. It was really good.
That's good.
It wasn't like the first one where it was just, you know, a 25-minute lecture.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting yelled at for working and stuff. No, it was I thought it was good.
That's good.
And then what did we do? We were trying to look for places to eat. And their app is so jacked up because it would be like Le Cellier would be like 90 minutes. And then she would look and it would say 5 minutes. And then she'd go to book it because they have a thing on the app now where it's, what's it called?
Like join the wait list.
Yeah, so it has times.
No.
So it has breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, 9 a.m., 10. And then there was one, what, right now or now?
Yeah, right now.
It was called now. So when you click on now, it sees where you are. So it'll just show you the local Epcot restaurants and then like Boardwalk and Yacht Club and Beach Club. And you can join a wait list.
So that's pretty nice. That
It is really nice.
Yeah. So now you don't necessarily need a reservation.
Yeah, especially for us yahoos, you know, who are just like, oh, I'm hungry. Let's go eat now. And then, you know, so we couldn't get anything. So we were thinking we were going to go just to get we're going to go to the quick service in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And walking by France, and we both just loved it the last time we were there. And I said, let's just go check. It looks empty. Let's go see. So she asked a girl and she's like, what, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We're like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, that's too long. We'll keep
going. Yeah.
And you liked it. I mean, obviously you've been there before, but it was good.
They got the deal of the century. So they have a prefix. And what was it? $49? $50. Yeah. So you can get anything on the menu. So I got the filet, which is $36 to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the French onion soup. I got the filet. And then you get a wine. Or you get a drink. I got her a wine.
Yeah.
And then they got, because he knew that I was getting her the wine. And he said, you want a soft drink as well, sir? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a Coke. He's like, okay. So I got that for free.
Nice.
No, that's included.
Oh, the soft drink's included?
You get wine and a soft drink.
Oh, wine and a soft drink. Okay. Yeah. So you got two. Hmm. And then we just got the desserts to go.
Nice. What did you have, Susie?
I also had the French onion soup. And I had the beef bourguignon. Which was awesome.
Which, Billy, I got that last year. It's one of the best entrees they have on Disney property. I mean, it is so good. If you're there, don't even look at the filet. The filet was fantastic, and I love the wine reduction sauce. It was fantastic. But the dish that Susie got is off the charts. It's so good.
Now, can I play the playbook here and ask a question, a playbook question?
Absolutely.
Is that the kind of restaurant that it's hard to go when it's super hot? And maybe I'm asking the wrong person because you like soup and hot coffee on hot days. But like, I feel like it's so rich and heavy, the food there, that if you're like out in the middle of a very hot day in the summer and you go in there and you come out, you feel like you can't move anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if I would necessarily want what Susie had, like at 3 in the afternoon.
I mean, like beef bourguignon seems like a very wintry type meal. Like, I don't know if I'd want that in August, even right. in Rhode Island.
But they also have, like, you know, a Niçoise salad, and, you know, they have lighter options.
Oh, yeah. I just meant, like, in general, like, French food is very rich.
Right.
Even just the steak, even, you know, a filet is a very yeah. rich meal, but then with a mm-hmm. wine reduction makes it even more
right.
kind of, like, succulent.
I mean, unfortunately, because of COVID, they've taken so many things off the menu. I am dying to get the chicken there.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because I've always said I don't like chicken a lot, but I've always wanted to try to get it at a restaurant because you know that they do it well. And they have like a half chicken there. And I said, next time I go, I'm getting it. And
it wasn't sure on the menu.
Yeah, it wasn't on the menu.
Yeah, because we talk about that, how, like, you know, I eat chicken all the time at home, but I never order at a restaurant because I always eat it at home.
Right.
But
right.
like a place like that, like on the bone, like a half chicken roasted or whatever, like I never make it
good,
that,
right?
You know,
and it probably has a sauce to go with it. You know, it's just
skin on it and everything.
Right, yeah. right, yes.
Yeah. What were the desserts?
The funniest thing about the experience was that our waiter was from Italy.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that was the picture of Guido?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was in the France Pavilion.
Yeah, like it's so part. Bill, I'll tell you, it's so miserable because you have, you know, like Ann Smith, who's the maitre d', and usually you can barely understand them.
Yeah, I'm surprised
the chef
Guido was still allowed. And that was literally
he lives here full time. Now I asked him, he said that he lives here full time. And the maitre d' was from France, but it's not just the so same experience. Yeah. It's awful, actually.
Yeah, like I went into the wine shop to get something to bring back to the room.
And it was like Edna from St. Paul, Minnesota on there. Hey, yeah, how you doing? Like, you know, what kind of wine do you like?
Joe from, you know,
yeah.
St. Petersburg.
I mean, that's what's so fantastic about Epcot. That's a
huge part of it, yeah.
Is that.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you like to talk to people.
Right.
Which you guys do.
Right.
Well, but like if you're in the wine shop in France, you may strike up a conversation about the wine where you're not going to necessarily ask Joe from Brooklyn his opinion on the Chateau, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Chablis from, you know, 2017.
Do I get the wine with the chicken on it or the wine with the egg on it?
Yeah. Which one do you want?
I think you asked about desserts. I got the creme brulee. And Susie, what did you get?
I had a chocolate torte. Mm. That's really good.
How did those travel?
Really well.
Fine, my creme brulee. Yeah. She ate the torte. My creme brulee is still in the refrigerator.
Oh, okay, I was wondering because I don't know if I know.
Oh, it's not. Oh, I was gonna say it was when I left for golf today.
I don't think that would be a big too big of a tragedy for you if the creme brulee was gone.
He's lucky I didn't eat his pecan pie from Thanksgiving.
Ooh. That lasted about a week and a half in the refrigerator. You gonna eat this? Yeah, I never ate it. Then I did eat it that one day, but.
So that was good. And that, like you said, that's a pretty good deal, though, with the drink.
Appetizer. That's a fantastic deal.
Especially if you get the filet. Yeah. They've always had the prefix, but I don't think it was everything was on the table for it.
I don't think the alcohol was included before.
Oh, that's probably true as well, yeah. I know they always had a lunch one for like $30, which you got like just a appetizer and
they do not take any types of discounts. No tables, no DVC.
No, because no that's AP. A separately owned restaurant. Yeah, they don't take anything. That's always been the case. Although they do,
they used to do it for lunch or
for
something.
Lunch. Yeah, I was gonna say only lunch. What did you do? Any other attractions at Epcot? Movies, anything like that?
No, we wanted to do the New Canada one.
Yeah,
but we just ran out of time.
How was the holiday stuff? Obviously, I don't have like the storytellers.
We didn't see anything. Didn't see anything, did we, Susie, when we were just walking through World Showcase?
Just decorations or not really that much?
I didn't really notice a whole lot. Yeah. I mean, the music obviously has changed over, but yeah, it was kind of weird. It's definitely more subdued.
Yes.
And how are the crowd levels? I know it's like supposedly a little busier.
Dead. No? I took a screenshot. I forgot to send you guys. But on touring plans, it was 1 out of 10.
Oh, really?
1 out of 10.
You think it's because it's Epcot and during the week?
No, it's just it was bad. Because we'll talk about the next day very shortly.
Because they said the crowds are starting to pick up like a lot, or just weekends, basically.
I think weekends, yeah.
I think it's weekends for the, I think it's the locals, Bill. We were in the middle of when there's nobody there to begin, you know, this Tuesday, Wednesdays are slow.
December's slow, too.
Yeah,
usually.
To Christmas. Usually they say Thanksgiving to Christmas is slow.
Yeah, those three
that
weeks.
That being said, though, the people at the fort said they're at 98% capacity.
Fort Wilderness was packed.
And well, yeah, we but saw that... cars from everywhere.
Hmm. I mean, that's a little different because, one, there's a lot of resorts that are still closed. So I wonder if a lot of the resorts are at a higher capacity. And that one, because people just make it, that's the whole vacation is just staying at the fort.
Not they said that's like they're at normal capacity for what they usually are at this time.
They said it was. Yeah. They don't see a difference from this year to last year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're gonna go and you drive down, mm-hmm. like what difference does it make? You're gonna camp in your own camper,
right?
Drive down, do your thing. You know, go to the parks, or even I'm sure there's a lot of people that go there that don't even go to the parks. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. You know. So at that point, what difference does it make? You might as well drive down. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. So what'd you do that night when you got back? Did you explore the resort at all, or was it too late and just kind of hung out at the room?
We had some cocktails.
Okay. At Crockett's Tavern or back in the room?
No. Crockett's was closed. Crockett's closes at 10. Hmm. So we didn't get back till like 1:45. So we just had my Bud Lights in the room. Hmm. She had a glass of wine. French wine. And then we went out exploring.
Nice, in the cart?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Did you bring the bucket of beers with you for the cart ride?
There was a few in the cup holders, yes, sir.
That's a good idea.
Yep.
Is that do people just drive around and just check out the resort a lot, or were you guys kind of
on your own? A ton of people out.
Yeah, you saw carts all over the place.
Now, can you set open fires there? Do people have like campfires and stuff outside their RVs and stuff, or not really?
There were people who had like fires in the hibachi.
Oh, see, maybe you can only do it in the grill.
I don't know.
They might not let you light an open fire there. I don't know. That's what I was wondering. Roast some marshmallows over the hibachi grill.
But they had like bundles of wood.
Oh, so maybe you can.
In the gift shop. So I don't know. If they assume like people are going to bring a fire pit or something, I have no idea what the parameters are.
Yeah, I mean, if they sell wood, you must be able to then.
You would think.
So how?
But I don't know where you would do it.
Just exploring. Was that like the biggest takeaway? Just riding around the golf cart and exploring the resort.
Oh, just going through all the different RV loops.
I mean, you get lost there, can't you?
Very easily.
Yeah.
Now, what would you like? How did you not get lost? What was the just making sure you went back?
You figured out there's a main road. So, mm-hmm. You know, like how when you go and there's a guard shack to the right, you know, like how if you keep going, it's hard to explain, but they have where the RVs come through and they check in the RVs. You take that road all the way down. What do you say? It's a mile or two?
Yeah, mile and a half.
And then you come up to where you can't go anymore, and then you can go through there in your golf cart, and that'll take you all the way to the back where the boat launches and where hoop-de-doo review is. It's basically a
straight shot down there.
It's basically a straight shot. Now, where I said you come up to the end where cars can't go any further, if you were to take a right, now that's going to do another big loop, and that's going to take you all the way down to the main road again.
Oh, okay.
So it's basically a main road and then a loop.
Okay.
So eventually you're going to get onto that main road.
So you just, as long as you get back to that main road, you're in good shape.
Then you're in good shape. Yeah. Okay. But you start getting turned around when you go off and you start going through the different RV loops.
Cause there's loops inside of the loops too.
There are loops. Yeah. And then you come out and you're like, do I go right or do I go left? And then you'll get turned back around
there anyway, no matter which way you go, it still goes back to the main road either way.
Right.
Eventually,
literally a loop. Just don't want to run.
The coolest thing was seeing there were a ton of deer.
Oh, really?
And so we were out like around midnight, and there were like 7 on one side of the road and 6 on the other side, and it was crazy.
That is nuts.
And they just stand there and look at you like they didn't run away from you. They were just like,
hey, what's up? They have no fear because they know people, so yeah, they get used to it.
you don't really think about like Disney World as a big like area where there's a lot of wildlife, but there's a ton of land that's not developed there.
Yeah.
Like, even the golf courses, well, we saw turkeys.
Oh, and all over the place.
Gator, you know, there's a lot of wildlife. So what'd you do the next day?
What did we do? We set the alarm.
We were going to try to horseback ride.
Right.
And they didn't have anything available.
They had nothing available. Because so what did we get? What did we get up early for? Just to take him for a walk?
No, we got up early because we were going to try and horseback ride, and the horseback rides start early, and they last one was like 1:30.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
So we were like, all right, if we're going to try and get one, we've got to get up and figure out what's going on. So then they didn't have anything. So we're like, well, let's go get breakfast. So we were trying to figure out where to go. And we decided to head over to the Grand Floridian.
The usual.
But when we got there,
we took the bus to the Magic Kingdom, and then we did the walkway, the new Grand Floridian walkway.
It's really nice.
It's nice. Yeah. It's about a 10-11 minute walk. It's a nice walk though.
She did the walkway. So
we went over, and there was an hour and 45 minute wait.
An hour 45, and the place looked empty. And like, I thought the guy was joking. I said, "Yeah, we don't." Kristen's like, "We don't have any reservations, you know? Could you?" Yeah, it's an hour 45. I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" I'm like, "Seriously?" So then we just
the spacing and everything.
Yeah, there were actually a lot of people in that waiting area. Yeah. I mean, the restaurant was dead, but there were a lot of people in that waiting area. So they were probably obviously all getting ready to be seated. But there's never a wait at the cafe.
No. That's pretty nuts.
So then we're sitting in the lobby and, you know, we had reservations for the Magic Kingdom, but you don't really want to go into the Magic Kingdom just to eat.
I mean, breakfast would probably be not the worst bet of anything.
Right. But then it was kind of getting later in the day, so now we're at the breakfast cutoff.
Yeah.
So we're looking in the wave, nothing. Then we do, what did we do? Standby again, and we went over it for Kona.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, we were looking, and it said 5 minutes, and then it said 45 minutes, and then it said 5 minutes. And so Mike hit it, and they were like, okay, 5 minutes, you're on the wait list.
So now I'm like, we got to walk over there because that's the quickest way to get over there now.
Yeah, it's not that bad of a walk.
It's not a bad walk. So we just stopped walking. Now I get a text.
Oh, boy.
And it says your table's ready. And like, we're not even by the wedding pavilion yet. I'm like, we still got about 7 minutes to get over there. And Kona was completely dead. And I walked up. Hi. I'm like, I just got a text that. Our table, are you Mr. Hurley? I'm like, oh, yeah, we were expecting you. I'm like, yeah, we just booked it, and we surfed it over from the Grand Floridian.
But that was a great choice.
Now, were you still in breakfast, or were you at lunch at that point?
We're at lunch at that point.
Okay, yeah, because I saw some pictures, and I'm saying you definitely didn't have breakfast there. Now, is this the first time you've had lunch there? Or non-breakfast, I should say?
No, I've had dinner there once or twice with my mom.
But not for a while.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah,
it's the first time I've ever had anything other than breakfast there.
Yeah, I've only had breakfast there. I've always been intrigued by the lunch and dinner. So it was good.
So good.
Yeah.
Susie, talk about our appetizer.
So you know your cousin always wants chicken wings. So he's like, do you want to get the chicken wings or do you want to get the pot stickers? I'm like, let's get the pot stickers. Well, instead of coming out as individual pot stickers, it came out almost like a pancake.
It looked like a pancake.
Yeah.
And he drops it off because it was, you know, just a food runner. And I looked at Kristen. I'm like, I don't think this is what we ordered.
But it had that smell, had the pot sticker smell. I'm like, no, this is it.
Yeah.
And we cut into it and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. Was it just like a traditional one, like pork with like the cabbage and onions and stuff in it? Mm-hmm.
But it had the sauce around, like, you know, drizzled on the plate. Oh, yeah. And it was fantastic. Mike said
I would have gotten two of them. They were that good. They were so good.
That's right up my alley. I love that kind of stuff anyway. So that sounds good to me. And then what did you guys get for entrees there?
I got a pork belly noodle bowl.
Ooh. Like a ramen kind of thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Good.
Is that the one that had like the eggs on it?
Yes.
Picture?
Yep.
That seems like that's way out of your comfort zone. You liked it, though?
Yeah, I did.
And you're a soup guy, but with the eggs on it and everything, I was looking at it, I'm like, that looks like Susie's, but that was you,
No, that was mine. Yeah, and Susie got what I would normally get.
I was like, this is stuff that doesn't go with stuff. I don't know if he's going to be happy with this, but...
And what did you go with, Susie?
I had a mahi BLT.
Ooh,
it was an open face BLT.
That sounds very good.
Fantastic.
That place is always like every time the menu changes there frequently, it seems like, but it always is stuff that I'm like, yeah, I could eat that. I would eat that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that like Asian fusion style anyway. Yeah. So it's like perfect for me.
And then, of course, you know, they ask for an appetizer if you want to start with a roll.
Yeah. Oh, like the sushi?
Yeah, sushi roll, yeah.
Did you get any or no?
No, nope.
See, I like sushi. I was actually in the mood for sushi tonight, but I would have got vetoed on that. No one else likes that. We ended up getting Restaurant 99 takeout.
A 99 restaurant.
Yeah. How? So did you head right over to Magic Kingdom after Kona?
No, then we went back because we wanted to walk the dog.
Oh, okay,
no. So we started walking back to the Grand Floridian. Mm. And I said, well, let's go into the Villas. I said, because they have a Keurig there. Let's get a cup of coffee. Well, they didn't have the Keurig there because of COVID.
Oh, okay.
So I started talking to the girl who's selling DVC. And she says, you want to tour the Grand Villa? I'm like, hell yeah. And
you
I totally
find anything? And be like, you got to. Was it like an official tour or just like?
No, not really. I mean, like she didn't like stand beside us. She just
didn't register us or anything.
It's an open house because they're not doing the tours at Saratoga Springs anymore. So now pretty much all the resorts have open houses.
Oh, okay.
So we looked at a one bedroom.
We looked at a two bedroom.
And then we a two and a three and then the villa.
No, the villa was the three.
Was a three. So the villa is just insane.
Stupid, yeah.
It's so
like 2,000 square feet, isn't it?
2,600.
Oh, okay. That's pretty
26.
Good.
It was nuts.
What's that thing like? What's that like? 1,500 a night? More?
No, it's more. It's more than that because we like somebody was giving it away a few months ago, and I still couldn't justify it.
It was like $800.
It was like $800. I'm like. I mean, which is really cheap for that. But
why would you need a three-bedroom for two of you?
No, we don't.
Right, you don't need a three-bedroom. But I'll tell you, Pods, that media room, they have this gorgeous couch with a flat screens TV and surround sound.
So it's three bedrooms, four bathrooms.
Oh, jeez.
And then like a huge dining table, full kitchen. And then the media room, part of the, it's got like a huge wraparound couch.
Yeah.
And one of the sections of that pulls out.
Oh, so okay.
What do they say? It actually sleeps 12?
Sleeps 12, but we could have gotten 30 and people.
And then they said, they're like, you can have, you know, like kids can sleep on the couches and whatever. but like your family would fit there very easily. Like, you know, your parents, your sisters, the whole family.
Everybody, yeah.
But I even looked at Mike and I'm like, your uncle would hate this. He'd be so uncomfortable because it's so fancy.
You might like the media room.
The media room is the just
the TV
bomb.
And the mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the TVs going in the bathroom. That's now, what I didn't realize is, you know, this is the money. This is the money shot. This is the every resort has one of these.
Oh, okay.
They have one on every single floor.
Oh, really?
At the villas.
So that's like the presidential suite, but they have like 40 of them there.
Six, right?
Because they have six floors. So on every floor, they have one of these. I'm like, that's crazy because every resort has that one, you know, presidential or the executive suite. No, they got them. Oh, man.
Yeah, but those aren't DVC. Presidential suites are at the hotel itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying most hotels, like even like Riviera is not going to have six of these. I mean.
Yeah, I gotcha.
It was pretty cool. And the girl was awesome. And she's like, I should probably let you guys get on with your day, but I can stand here and talk all day. And then Mike's like, oh, I can talk all day. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, that's tough. It's tough to go into those things, isn't it? And then like stay at Pop Century. And you're like, okay. You're looking around, it's like claustrophobic. It's a dangerous game you guys play.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but you know, it's like if they asked you if you wanted Tori, you would have definitely walked into it, wouldn't you?
If I didn't have to like I tried to do one time, and they're like, "Well, you got to register and sign."
No, it was none of that. Not at all.
Just a tour of it? Yeah, sure. I'd look around.
Yeah, just walk around it. Yeah. So then we just walked back and went back to the room because it was starting. It was getting gray. I thought we were going to get a little thunderstorm.
Yeah, a little bit of weather.
So we got back. We took him for his walk.
Yeah, but the thing that was crazy is we walked back from the Grand Floridian over to Magic Kingdom, took the boat back to the fort, and then took the golf cart to our site, and the whole thing took us half an hour.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad, because that boat ride's pretty long.
It was like 8 minutes.
It was only eight. Yeah.
It seems like it's a long boat ride for some reason. I mean, sometimes you have to wait a while for the boat, so if you get the time.
We got really lucky with that. We didn't wait for boats very long. We never waited. The transportation was fantastic the whole time.
I thought it was a much longer boat ride. I didn't realize that.
I did too, and I timed it. Yeah. And it was like 8 minutes.
That's not bad.
So then we got back and we took him for a walk. And then I looked at my weather app and they said that we were going to get hit pretty hard because that was that cold front. That was that snow and the crap that you guys were getting. So it was coming down and it rained. I fell asleep on the couch. We had, what, a Christmas movie on?
I know you had the news on.
Oh, yeah. We watched the end of Judge Jerry Springer.
I didn't know he was a judge.
I didn't know that either.
The Honorable Gerald Springer.
Kristen said maybe that's the reason he couldn't get into Sarah Bay. And then I put the news on just to see what the weather was, and I ended up falling asleep. And what was I down for, like a buck and a half?
Yeah, you were out.
Nothing better than a Disney nap, right?
You know, but it was nice because like I had the couch and the TV in the living room. It almost felt like you were at home.
Yeah,
It wasn't like you're sleeping in the bed at Pop or whatever resort you're staying at. It was like I was laying on the couch and TV was on and Rhodes was laying on the floor. It was beautiful. So I woke up. It was about 20 minutes to 6, and the park closes at 8.
Oh, jeez.
And I looked at her and I said, do you want to go to the park? She's like, yeah. I'm like, well, you should have woken me up. I would have got, you know. She's like, yeah, you know, it was raining and you were sleeping. So I said, all right, let's go head out. So we took the cart, you know, all the way to the back of the resort, got on the boat. We got to the Magic Kingdom at what, 20 past 6?
Yeah.
20 past 6. So I said, all right, let's do as much as we possibly can. So we started on Jingle Cruise.
We're looking at the wait times, and they're nothing.
There's no wait time. Like, Jingle Cruise was like 15 minutes. I said, that's a joke for that ride. It was a walk-on.
So you got to figure the rain probably just got everyone out of there anyway and on an already slow day.
Right. So we did Jingle Cruise. We did Pirates. And then we did Peter Pan 3 times.
No, and then we did Splash Mountain.
Oh, that's right. We did Splash Mountain too.
We did Splash Mountain. And then I said, you know what? I have not done Hall of Presidents in years. I said, and the next time we do it, you know, a different speaker is going to be speaking. I said, so I want to go see the sitting president speak before it's over with. So we went over, and it was about 25 minutes to 8, and the girl said, our next show is at 8. I said, okay. So Haunted Mansion on touring plans was down. So I said, let's go do Peter Pan. Peter Pan was a walk-on.
Wow. And that's a short ride, too.
Yeah. So we got off. And then I looked, and there was nobody in line. I said, let's go do it again. So we walked right back on, went on it again, got off, nobody in line. We walked on 3 times.
Wow.
And Peter Pan, if it's 40 minutes.
Is a walk-on.
Let's go get on it. I mean, there was absolutely no queue. I mean, it was amazing.
Crazy.
And did you still make Hall of Presidents?
Yep. And we still made Hall of Presidents.
Beautiful.
So in an hour and 40 minutes, we did Peter Pan 3 times. We did Hall of Presidents. We did Splash Mountain. We did
Pirates and Jingle Cruise.
Well, the thing is, the Jingle Cruise is, what, 10 minutes? Splash Mountain's like 8-9 minutes. Mm-hmm. Like, those aren't short rides
Yeah.
either to get it all done with those longer rides.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that the Hall of Presidents show started at 8 if the park
closed. Yeah, started at when they closed, yeah.
And that's, what, 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, 22. Yeah. I think it was 22 minutes, to 23, yeah.
So you guys were sitting back around 9 o'clock or so.
No, so then we were like, oh, you know, we were starving.
Mm.
So,
but I wanted to go in the gift shop because they usually have good Christmas stuff.
Sure.
So there's a line to get in the gift shop. So we're waiting. Right, so we finally get in the gift shop. And there really wasn't anything that
struck you.
Caught my eye. So I was like, all right, well, let's get out of here. So we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for food. So Mike's like, well, we could get takeout from Trail's End. P&J's Southern Takeout, I think is what they call it.
Yeah.
So you do the mobile order on the app, but you had to be there by 9.
Oh, geez.
So
you're at 8. You're at like 8:35, 8:40 at this point.
Yeah, we're exactly. Mm-hmm. We're on the bus at 8:37, and I or on the boat. On the boat. So I said, all right. So 10 minutes is going to bring us to 8:47.
So we did the mobile order, and it was fine. Yeah.
Beautiful.
And they didn't lock that place up. I mean, you could have done a mobile order at 8:55.
Right.
Yeah,
because they didn't lock that place up,
and you said so it was we went pretty in the, good.
It's hoop-de-doo food. It was the ribs. I mean, we did the full family pack because I'm like, let's just do it and bring a bunch of leftovers.
Yeah.
So we got a full rack of ribs, 8 pieces of fried chicken, and what, 4 sides?
4 sides.
Jeez. 4 sides, and cornbread.
It's like $55 bucks, right, or something.
No, it was like $45. It was like 40. Yeah. And the chicken's solid. The food was fantastic.
Mashed potatoes, beans, mac and cheese.
Coleslaw, whatever, yeah.
So we got all that to go, and then we went to Crockett's Tavern to have a couple of pops.
Oh, nice.
So I had a Bloody Mary. I told him to do it spicy. It was really good.
Yeah, good.
And Susie, what did you have?
I had a Blackberry Lightning. Moonshine.
Moonshine. I was gonna say that sounds like a moonshine drink.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Bartender was fantastic.
Was it crowded, or did you sit out on the porch, or?
No, we sat. They let us. You can sit inside, just as long as you sit. You know, they don't have bar stools.
Gotcha.
So there's just tables.
So there was another couple inside when we got in there, but the walk up window was busy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, people taking drinks.
Awesome. Yeah.
Sounds pretty good. Then what'd you do the last day, your checkout day?
That was
we went up early, and we did a trail ride.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
I've never been on a horse before. It was so much fun.
Neither have I.
Yeah, I've never done that. You enjoyed it though?
Yeah, it was so cool.
That's good. So that was like the kind of the cherry on the top. You did the, you know, because you can't really stick around after checkout when you got Roadie with you.
Right.
Like if you guys were there just the two of you, you could have stayed all day.
Yeah, went to a couple parks. Yeah. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah, but not with him.
But it worked out well because our ride, we thought it was 8:30. Mm-hmm. It said to get there between 8 and 8:15. So we got over there, what, like 8:10?
No, it was pretty, it was almost right at 8.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was almost ready at 8 because we left our site at like 7:58, 7:50. So.
Okay. So we got over there and they were calling looking for us.
Oh, jeez.
So they, like, we went out early.
Oh, good.
So we were back in the cabin by 9:15.
Yeah.
So we took Roadie out.
That's pretty long. So it was like a 45 minute ride or whatever?
It's a 45 minute ride.
That's pretty good.
But and it's pretty.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, you got up and did the packing.
And packed and stuff so that we were kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
And then when we, so what were you going to say about the ride, Mike?
No, I was just going to say I rode up front because so they have a girl who's pretty much just stays in front and does all the pace.
Yeah.
Pacing.
Pace.
Good
pace.
And she told you, she said, you know, that they're going to, sometimes they're going to go off to the side to try to eat grass. And you have to, you know, if you want them to go right, you got to pull right. If you want them to go left, pull left and this and that. So my guy's the second guy. His name was Major. And he's a big horse. He weighed 1,300 pounds. So we just get starting to going, and now he stops. Well, I didn't realize he's taking a dump. So Kristen's behind me. So the girl all the way at the end. So they have Kristen. It was me, Kristen. Then there was like a 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And then they have somebody riding behind, and she's there just in case any of us have problems with our horses. She can come up and
get us back.
So they tell you they're going to call you because they can't remember everybody's name. So they said they're going to call the horse's name, and that's to get your attention. So they're saying, Major, Major, kick Major, kick Major. So I'm panicking. I don't know. Do I have to pull him left? Kick Major, kick him with both shoes. But so they're making me kick him on the sides, right?
Yeah.
To get him to start walking again. Because they say that they can, when they go to the bathroom, they continue to walk, and they're supposed to keep walking.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't want any other horses passing. So Kristen's horse couldn't pass me. They had to prevent that to make sure that we were all in that single fight.
A huge load of horse poop like fall basically at my feet, and I'm thinking I'm gonna get splattered at crap.
And Mike's kicking his horse. Come on, let's go.
So then, like, you know, 10 minutes later, he does the same thing, and they're kick him. And I feel bad. I'm like, the poor guy's trying to mud. Like, can he just sit down and read the paper for 9 seconds for crying out loud? Like, do you want to get kicked in the sides?
Not particularly.
No.
I also don't want you riding on my back either, though.
The horse pooped 3 times on our 45.
Yeah, my guy mudded 3 times, Gary. It was fantastic. We had this bond.
Yeah, that was the bond.
We had this amazing bond. He was so cool.
So, like, yeah, his name's Major. Major Pooper.
Yeah. Perfect for Mike. They saw you coming. They're like, oh, you're getting him. He's got the runs.
It was pretty interesting because I was asking.
You haven't seen anything until you see that horse anus open up and the crap starts to come out.
Oh, dude. I mean, they dropped 40 pounds. I mean, it's amazing what they do.
He started off at 1,300 pounds. He came back at 1,250.
Oh, it's amazing. It was. But I was asking the girl a ton of questions, and she said that the horses, they don't sleep. They just do power naps throughout the day, so they don't sleep like an 8-hour day. She said, but when they do a decent nap, they actually like lay down.
Oh, really?
And I asked her, I said, are they pack animals? She's like, yeah. She's like, so if the horse is asleep, and there'll always be one horse that stays awake to make sure that no animals get near them, predators get near them, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I just asked her a ton of questions. They're fascinating animals. I love horses.
Yeah. New Schaefer would shoot one probably if he was.
Yeah. Your horse meat's fantastic.
I'm making horse meat parmesan tonight for dinner, Pards.
You guys gotta be careful. You're gonna get like horse meat jerky packages for Christmas.
I'm sure we already are from him.
And then right before we got back, they told you to, if you want them to stop, you have to pull on the.
Yeah.
So they tell us all to stop because all the horses are gonna pee now before they go to the stable. She said that they can poop when they're walking, but they can't walk and pee. And all that, like, we just stopped and all the horses just peed like almost on command. I'm like, God, that's fascinating. She's like, they know this is the end of the ride and they're going to go here before we go back to the stable. It was just
your chance.
Yeah.
It's like when you have kids, it's like, go now. We're getting in the car. Go now. Anything else, or should we take our second break?
Anything else about the ride or anything in general?
Was that pretty much was it? And then you guys checked out and.
No, we actually went and got breakfast.
Oh, okay. Where'd you go for breakfast?
Down at the Southern Takeout place again.
Nice.
At their breakfast bounty platter, which was really good.
Bill?
Like 12 bucks.
You know how bounty platters go? They're just awful.
They're hit or miss. Yeah, mostly miss.
These scrambled eggs were fantastic.
Oh, they were good.
They were fantastic. They didn't taste like the.
Disney eggs.
And then they gave us a biscuit, which was good. And then sausage, bacon, tons of hash browns.
Yeah, like the tater tot
one?
Tater tots. And then to top it off, French toast sticks.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, this was one of the better breakfasts I've had in a long time, and it was from a quick service.
Nice.
Yeah, so then we went back, packed up the car, took Rhodey for another walk, and checked out, brought the golf cart back.
You must have been sad to bring the golf cart back, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's so nice. It's so nice cruising around.
And then we took Road to the Park.
Yeah, we did lots of waves. You know what? You can tell it's not these people don't aren't from golf courses because we didn't get many waves back, did we?
Not as many as I would have expected.
Yeah.
But now we like want to go back and up our game with like, you know, the Christmas decorations and the golf cart decorations. And I told Mike, I'm like, I'm going to end up like with, you know, $60 at the dollar store just on crap for Fort Wilderness decorations. But people,
I mean, you
like,
look at what some of the
out and like loading up their cars and they had bins labeled with Fort Wilderness.
Fort Wilderness labeled just bins. Insane. Yeah.
Like people had sight signs made, like the wooden, like, you know, like the burnt signs. With like Fort Wilderness, like, you know, the Arrutas. It's crazy.
They take it seriously, those rednecks. They love it.
I'll tell you though, Billy, I think you and your family would enjoy that.
The cabin, yeah. Mm-hmm. As long as I don't have to be in a tent, I'm fine.
Yeah. But there's just so much to do for the you know, your the girls at that age. Yeah. Just a ton to do.
No, it's on the radar. I'd rather stay at Wilderness Lodge. Between the two, but you get a little more for your buck with the cabin.
Well, the thing that's nice too is that you have privacy.
Yeah, that's true. You get your own little house.
You know, like there's space for the kids to run around outside. You've got a deck. You know, you
can playgrounds all over the place.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it sounds like you guys are campers for life now. You got to go back every Christmas time and get the cabin and take the cart around now?
If they have a deal.
Yeah, bringing the tree was nice, though. Didn't you like that picture with the tree?
That was nice, yeah, with Rhodey sleeping on the couch.
That was beautiful.
Did he like his first Disney trip?
He seemed to. You know, he doesn't know stairs, really, so the stairs freaked him out.
You got to work on
that. Out.
I'm working on those stairs.
But, I mean, this he sniffed every square inch because, I mean, there's obviously dog, wild man all over the place. I mean... We'd take him for a walk, and he was doing Z's. He'd be left, to the right, to the left, to the mid. Oh, it was awful. It was awful.
But the thing that was really cool was, like, they bring in pine needles. So there were pine needles and pine cones all over the place, and it just had that, like, New Hampshire smell.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like, I'm like, I feel like I'm in New Hampshire right now. It's fantastic.
Hmm. Well, on that note, maybe we'll take our second break here.
Okay, sounds good, partner. Be
right back. What do you think?
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
All right, we are back from break. Episode number 354 is in the books of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. Mike and Susie just got back from the campground of Fort Wilderness, stayed in the cabins for a couple nights, and sounds like you guys had quite a nice little trip.
It was great.
Do you think, like, obviously the parks were good because they were dead. If you did it again next year when things are back to normal, would you skip the parks altogether? And just hang out at the campground, or is there not enough to do for you guys at the campgrounds?
For enough for me to do for a whole day.
So you still like the parks? They're doing something else during the day.
Something else, yeah.
Maybe a little nine holes at the Oak Trail or something.
Yeah, go golf. I mean, go golf, and I mean, it's just it's nice.
There's a Segway tour that you can do. So
it's nice to get away to the to the parks for a few hours.
Yeah,
like, no, man, I could never do rope drop to close.
No.
Never.
Not at this point where you guys are so close and you go a lot.
Yeah. But it was perfect. It was like you go over, you know, it's quick to get over there. you do a couple rides, you have something to eat, you come back and it's, you know, a couple of hours and it's enjoyable and it's, you're not exhausted.
Did it get you in the Christmas spirit being there? Was it like Christmas overload kind of in a good way?
I don't know. It's a little less Christmassy than normal, like the parks did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I think. But yeah, like the decorations and everything was really cool. And now that, you know, like I said, now that we know, like there are, you know, rafters inside the cabin. And so like we saw people who had lights strung up through there and like little Christmas trees in the windows and like all kinds of crazy stuff.
You can go all up.
Yeah, you know, if we're going to stay, like I could definitely get into that.
Sounds good. Well, we went pretty long here, so I'm going to just bring everything to a close unless you guys have anything else you want to add. Mm-mm. All right. Well, you know where you could find us online at WDWBTG.com, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at WDWBTG. Subscribe wherever you find podcasts. Subscribe, like, comment, rate, do all that stuff. Go to our YouTube page, YouTube.com. Search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You took some video from the fort. Is that correct, Mike?
Oh, I've got a lot of video from the fort, partner.
Beautiful. We'll look forward to seeing something from there in the near future. Again, youtube.com, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. You can email the show info at WDWBTG.com, Mike at WDWBTG.com, and Gary at WDWBTG.com. Did I miss anything?
No.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to episode number 354 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast. For our guest, Sweet Susie, for my co-host, Mike, my name is Gary. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you all again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-R-E